Hoshikinya. Hoshikinya.
The Herring Rock rests now in front of the Xitgaquan Nakahiti, but it used to be down in the Sitka Channel. By long tradition, herring were said to begin their spawn in this location.
Thank you for what we are about to celebrate. The Herring Rock, given to us by you, and what it signifies. The beginning of our harvest season.
The small crowd gathered to bless the rock acknowledged the efforts of Duck Didrikson, who died over the winter, to relocate the rock to a place of honor. But the rest of the brief ceremony was dedicated to reaffirming the history of Herring Rock and how it came to be.
We had two herring ladies went playing down by the rock, and they put their hair in the water. Shikawu, they put it in the water. And the herring came and they spawned on her hair. That's how they became the Herring Rock ladies.
The herring landed by commercial seiners haven't spawned yet. Their eggs are stripped in Asia and sold as a delicacy. In the subsistence harvest of herring eggs, fishermen sink hemlock branches into shallow water and wait for the fish to deposit thousands, millions of eggs on the soft needles. The tradition has been around as long as the Tlingit.
Some of you can remember when it covered the whole of Sitka Sound from Bjorka over to Cape Edgecombe. It was all, inside waters was all full of herring. And it was beautiful. And all we had at the time was herring bait fishermen. And they would come in here and they would bring in a load. And we thought it was so amazing that they could bring in a load of herring.
There is tension between subsistence harvesters and the commercial fishery, as there usually is when a limited resource is involved. But this year, it looks like there will be plenty for all, and that is a blessing.
We are thankful that this tradition has been kept alive by our elders, passed on to us. Grunish chi, ho ho. Amen.